The question was asked, is it okay to play frisbee or play ball in the park on Shabbos when there's an Erev? On the halachic side, let's say playing frisbee where there's an Erev and we're not concerned people will tear grass or do other things, there's a question of where a person's holding in his observance level. Ideally, once a person becomes an adult, then Shabbos is not the time to play frisbee. That's not the way a Shabbos should look like. Does that mean that if you go to the park with your kids, you shouldn't play ball with them and throw them a frisbee? No. But it's different than saying, we'll get together as a group of Machon Meir guys and we'll go to the park and play frisbee. Adults, that's not the way their Shabbos should look like. There are other things that you should, Shabbos is a time to play, take it easy. You want to play ping pong? Okay. That's not the same thing. You want to play chess? Okay. You want to go play frisbee? It's not the Shabbos. It's not the way a Shabbos should look. Person tells me, "Hey, it's hard enough for me not to turn on a light on Shabbos. I'm still working on keeping myself from looking at my cell phone on Shabbos." Okay, play frisbee on Shabbos, but you should realize that you should attempt to grow to a place where that's not the way Shabbos looks like. Monday Shabbos, go play basketball. Friday afternoon, we used to have steady frisbee games here. I don't know if they still have them in the Machon, but there used to be a steady, like football frisbee, I don't know what it's called. Frisbee tag frisbee, ultimate frisbee, right? So there used to be set games here on Friday afternoon. You guys might want to restart them. That's the right time to do it. On Shabbos, it's time you should really be more laid back.